recapitulate it very briefly. The question was raised about having a mitzvah al tnai. The context was that Rav Sternberg had suggested that we should make a tnai with respect to having kavana when we daven marav on Friday night. Should we have in mind to be yotze kiddush? Should we not make a tnai? If the halacha that was supposed to be yotze, we have kavana to be yotze. If the halacha is supposed to not be yotze, we have kavana not to be yotze. What a great idea! Terrific idea. At the end, he says, well, no, we just have Kavanah Stam. Now we have a discussion, a separate discussion, of what the halacha of Kavanah Stam really is. But before we get to that, would a Tanai work? So I mentioned to you that my Rebbe was against the Tanai, and Rabbi Shech the Shalita told me, although I still haven't found it anywhere, that Rabbi Chaim, who from my understanding was against the Tanai, somehow accepted a Tanai in a negative sense. And I had a deal that Rabbi Chaim was correct in the Lashon of the Magen Avraham and the Chosira. You have kavana in case you remember to count tonight. You have kavana shalolotzes. Some of kavana shalolotzes, which is a negative statement, would not run afoul of lesser b'shlichos, lesser b'tnai, because it's really a negative. Negative is never, there's never shlichos by a negative. It's only a negative. Again, I haven't seen the Reb Chaim supposed to be in Reb Baruch Be'asef. I haven't seen it. So then I had the following ha'ara. Here, the Magen Avraham says that Tanai works, even in the case of Tanai works in the case of what we call Sfira Sa'omer, whereas when it came to Kriya Shema, there, although it's in people usually call it a Tanai, the Magen Avraham didn't say it tonight. But in case you're afraid they're going to miss this man Kriya Shema, thank you, you should have in mind to be Yotzi. There's no Tanai at all mentioned over there. Why not? So my answer was as follows. The Magen Avraham himself says in Siman Samach that mitzvah shlichos kavana by daraisis, not by the rabbanos. We explained yesterday a little bit why it might be just a real din, not just a pshar, not just a achra, sveka daraisis, sveka rabban. So that being the case, we can make the following suggestion: Sfiras the rabbanon, Sfiras the rabbanon. So if you have kavana, stam yotze. So therefore, which way are you making the kavana? In the negative sense. Negative sense, you can have a kavanah. But the case of Kriya Shema, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. You have to go in the positive sense. You have to have kavanah. So to have conditional kavanah in the positive sense cannot be. That was my suggestion. It was an interesting kiddush. But if my suggestion is right, comes to kiddush, you can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because kiddush is d'oraisa. That's the whole point of what the Niyot is d'oraisa. In very brief, that's what I said. Okay? Brief. All right, you weren't even here. How do you get your comment about it? Yeah?
I don't understand. Even though the Magen Avraham doesn't use Lashon Tanai by Kriya Shema,
right?
What's he referring to then?
Not a Tanai. He says, if you are fearful that the Tzibur will miss the Zman, you have Kavana to be Yotze. Plain, finished, unvarnished, unequivocal, unconditional. Never said the word Tanai. Later people use the word Tanai in that context. He didn't say it. Halodalaru. He's the one who had it Tanai. Kept the sphere. Why didn't he have it by coming to Kriya Shema? That's my answer. All a chiddush. It's even based on a text which I've never seen. But Rabbi Shechta Shlita said it, first of all, that it's some of something. Even if the levels turn up, Rabbi Shechta said it. That's already B equals from Rabbi Chaim. So even if you can't find it in print, if Rabbi Chaim ever said it, if we can't find it in print. But I'd like to find it. So if you can find it for me somehow, I'd be happy. I didn't see Rabbi Shechta this morning to ask him a second time. So I'm still deputizing the oil of yes.
In general, Rabbi said that does not like taking
tonight mitzvahs. Because that's what I heard from the Rav. The Rav said no. The Rav Chaim said no, you can't make a mitzvah tonight.
Is that also based on
Kavanah,
or
is
that based on
tonight? No, because again, it's either the literal technical shortcoming of less of a shlichos, less of a tonight, or the more global idea that mitzvahs are just not given over to tonight. It just doesn't work. Okay? The difference might be tonight l'shaavar, as we spoke about. Right? Because that's where Kiddush has really won up on the other two. The other two cases that describe it as Magen Avraham are future oriented. Right? You remember Sfira, you won't remember Sfira. You make Sman Krishma, you miss Sman Krishma. Here you can make it, it's really going to be better when it comes to Kiddush, because it's past oriented. Again, that's if you're going with the technicalities of Lesser B'Shlichus, which is Pinegot of Beirut, which may not apply to the past tense that we mentioned in the Shia yesterday as well. Okay, but I hope I made it a little bit more clear. Okay? Now I have to go back to take attendance all over again, because a lot of guys walked in a few minutes late. Okay, so I'm supposed to take attendance in alphabetical order. Michael, you're not even on the list, but okay, I think you're one of my unofficials. Unofficially, I have three people. I have Michael Bleicher. I have Rav Yaakov Lichtman, who's unofficial, not officially registered. Is that correct? And I have Shalom. Where's Shalom? Not here? Yeah, Shalom. What's your last name?
Shafir.
But you're not officially registered. Is that true?
Yeah.
How do you spell your last name? S-H-A. Very good. We'll talk later. Just want to make sure everyone's accounted for. So that's unofficial. But the official people are going down back to the alphabet. I have, okay, where were they up to? I had Stephen Hagelin, when I counted you here, even though you weren't here. And Irving S. Hannon, Yitzchak, right? Okay, make sure. Avery Heisler, okay. Jerome Carp. Nathan Matten. Is Nathan Matten in this year?
Usually
here, okay. Noam Mishkoff, okay. Benjamin M. Pollock, oh, there he is. Aryeh L. Schlusselberg, okay. Shaul M. Seidlerfeller. Dovi Schenkman, here. Oh, I left out Nathan Hyman, who's Gideon Lipstein, who came in a little bit later, okay. Then I have Mordechai Schichtman, I got it right. I have Michael J. Silverstein, okay. Then I have Jason Weinbach. Then I have three other guys. I have Jacob Hoffman. And I have Josh Isho. And I have Adam Kirshner. And Dobie's counts twice. Okay, good. So that's it. Everyone in the room, I read your name. So I'm sure nothing. I did my job properly for the office. Good. All right. So now we're starting with the Minchas Chinuch. If you didn't get one yet, please take one now, because the Minchas Chinuch is a very nice analysis of some of the fundamentals I want to discuss. Please give them out to whoever doesn't have. Thank you. Who else doesn't have? Everyone else has? Who does not have a Minchas Chinuch? Everyone has? I want to thank Michael for his expert cutting and pasting here. It's just so happened to work out that I wanted two consecutive pages. Thank you. Okay. We're going to begin with Os Ches. If you notice, it's Os Ches, and then Tes, and then, whoa. What happened on the top left here? Okay, we'll worry about it later. Okay. Umuvua Baramkan. Ram is Rambam. The Yochel Adam the Kaddish Mivod Yom will have them Mivod Yom. So Gemara Brachos Chav Zayin. When Plaga Minchan on, Afilu Kodem Tosefes Shabbos. What does that mean? What does that mean?
The Ram doesn't mention
Tosefes Shabbos either, for that matter. Ram denies the existence of Tosefet Shabbos with Pshuta. You know, it doesn't exist. The Rambam, you will never find the word Tosefet Shabbos in the Rambam. Only Yom Kippur. You'll ask, but the Gemara has beferish Tosefet Shabbos even on Shabbos. The Gemara has Sefer Rosh Hashanah and Bar Kotten, Yuma, I think in three places. So I have an answer. Not my answer. The Karen Oria gave the answer. The Machlokas HaSugyus. If you look at Masechta Moed Kotten, the very beginning, there's an opinion which maintains that the same drasha which we use for Tosefet Shabbos is used for something different, and it's a machlokas hasugis. And Ram Paskin, there's no such thing as Tosefet Shabbos, only Yom Kippur. Fine. So there is no Tosefet Shabbos. So the question, of course, is going to become, according to the Rambam, there's no Tosefet Shabbos. How can you make Kiddush before Shabbos? Which Rambam does quote. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. Who knows? What's the answer?
Tosefet Shabbos doesn't say Zachar's name of Shabbos. Zachar's, it doesn't say you have to be. Remember Shabbos on Shabbos. It just says it can be close to Shabbos. That's what
close to Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah.
Here,
in
Adam? In the Brachos. Good, excellent. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says, if you look at the carefully in the Rambam, the Rambam says, when do you fulfill the mitzvah of Zachar? Samach l'knisaso v'samach l'itziyaso. So it's before. So according to the Rambam, here's the crux of my Shabbat trick you're driving at today, really, in the Shia. Oh, that's your Shaila. According to the Rambam, that you're making Kiddush, Samach L'Knisaso. Because there is no such thing as Kabbalah Shah, as Tosefet Shabbos, but Pshuta. There's no such thing, doesn't exist. So what's Pshah? I say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Kaddish Shabbos. Ooh, I've got to shave. No problem. I go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, take a shave. I don't say the cover Shabbos, kind of shaving. Because if the Ram denies existence of the seven Shabbos, it doesn't exist. So why can't I take a shave? Take a shower, you know, we all know our last minute, rituals. So I make kiddush first and then go do that stuff. Why not? Yeah?
I mean, not connected to the sugya of the seven Shabbos, but the Rambam obviously does not mention this explicitly, but the Gemara, the Rav is asked in the Gemara, mi badal mar. So he said, because he made kiddush early after he was mekal Shabbos early, so he stopped.
But the answer to that question will be the same as the answer I gave before. It's a machlokas ha-sugyas.
No, but that's not connected to the seven Shabbos. That's only in the sugya of making kiddush early as a chal, so it sounds like it's intrinsically connected to making kiddush early without the issue of the seven Shabbos.
Uh-huh. So you're making a suggestion, which we'll see in a minute, that even though there's no Tosefet Shabbos, but on a practical level, a person should cease and desist from Malacha once he makes Kiddush. So we won't call Tosefet Shabbos. It's on a practical level. Shlomo Zalman says like you. But we're not through Shlomo Zalman yet. And this is extraordinarily important. Shlomo Zalman is the following Shabbos, which Rabbi Kivega already raised in Reish Sam of Zion and among the Rom Aleph. Look like this. I received this question, Halacha Lemaisa. When I heard it the first time, I was... Wow, no one asked me this question before, but I've gotten it a few times. People want to make kiddush with someone in the hospital because the chola is not well enough to make his own kiddush, either physically, emotionally, whatever it may be. Okay, the problem is I have to get home afterwards. Can I drive in the car after I made mekadesh haShabbos for somebody else? It's a bit of a different question. Not for me. I want to make kiddush for somebody else. So the Kivei is the following Shaila. Purim. Now it's way before Purim, but on Purim there are two parts of Klal Yisrael. Right? Hayoshvim Ba'ori HaProzos. Right? So the people who live with and the Yoshvim who live in the Ir Mekavas Choma. They have different days for Kriyas and Megillah, the 14th and the 15th. And the Gemara says, if you shall me and it was we pass from Shulchan Aruch, if I'm a Ben Ir, I cannot read for a Ben Krach and vice versa. So the Kivega suggests, by the same token, since it's not yet Shabbos for me, I can't make Kiddush for you. Or should we say, no, this is the Kivega's Shachakira. No, it's different than the, why is it different? Because here, I have the ability to mekabel Shabbos. I just don't want to. I want to drive home. I want to take a shave, a shower. But I have the ability to mekabel Shabbos. So I'm a bar hoch, I'm a, sort of a kind of a bar chiyuva. So if I can make Kiddush for you, even though Ben A cannot make it for Ben Krach. He's Mesupik. Kivega is an unresolved Suffolk. Mm-hmm. So Shlomo Zalman deals with this in Shuvas Mincha Shlomo, Chelek Aleph, Sim and Gimel. I brought it up and I want to discuss with you as we go. Okay? That's where I'm coming from, but yeah, basics, a little basics first. Back to the Mincha Aschinuch. So he makes a suggestion that a filu kodem tosef Shabbos. You know, I think in the Rambam he's right, because the Rambam doesn't have no Sefer Shabbos, but he should have explained it to us. I am going to Rambam Shalom Mordechai Megillah, this is a famous Mordechai, Shem Rabbeinu Tuvia, came into the Rabbanon Chayev, Yotzei Afdo Raisa. That's a very difficult and problematic question against the Gemara. Gemara says that the Rabbanon is not mostly the Raisa. Uvam Mordechai Rambam Hikshal Zeh. The Aram Sover, the Hoyers, no Sefer Shabbos like a cloud. He denies the whole thing. He only has it by Yom Kippur. Shvi says also, Achatam Shalom Kosav Kan. He gives the whole Torah. The Zechira Zuhi Biknis Aso Vitzi Aso Bein Kodesh Mishazu Kimat. There it is. Datu Da Mitzvah Kachi. You can make Kiddush before Shabbos. Umashkata Kimat claims the Minchas Chinuch. Hainam Yiplaga Mincha Veilach. You deny it.
Yeah,
it doesn't say it, right? It's a good question. Fine, okay, Rabosai, that's my first. I want to go in order, so this is my first point here, and I want to get to, I told you, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman a little bit later. But now, it's yesterday's shiur in Minchas Chinuch speak. Look at this test. This is fascinating. V'im hoya katan b'leil Shabbos, shalo hevi shtei saris, u'v'yom ha-shabbos hevi shtei saris. You can become bar mitzvah in the middle of the day. Yes. I mean, I'm not sure how you get an MRI. I don't know who's looking there to find what you brought Shtei Saris. Whatever it may be. But Kachazer is such a mitzvah that he sprouts Shtei Saris in the middle of Shabbos. So the question would be, what kind of halacha doesn't have. Okay. So now the Minchas Chinuch writes as follows. Im lo kiddush b'leil Shabbos chayav min haTorah l'kaddish b'yom Shabbos. That's what I would say. Ki kiddush hayom lav mitoras tashlumen hu. Despite the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that was pointed out this morning. Lemar kevin lo chazi b'leil Shabbos potur kimo riyah v'chagiga. Chagiga that base we spoke about Daf Tesvah with us yesterday. That's what you chayav the first day yontif. If you potur the first day for whatever reason, you potur for the rest. It's kulam tashlumen the rishon. No, that's not the pshat over here. What is the pshat? Raka mitzvah kachi, kemoshis brola kamon. It's all of Shabbos. Fine. Achim kidesh b'leil Shabbos. Okay? So therefore you're not potter, you're chayv. Achim kidesh b'leil Shabbos. To also you're chayv midrabbonon. To kotten shigia lechino chayv midivrei sof. And he hasn't seen shtei saras yet. Im mechuyev lekadesh b'yom in haTorah. Zeh tolin. I would say for sure. Yes, that's what I would say. He made kiddush. He wasn't the gadol yet. It was nothing. Zippo. What does that mean? The plaga mincha al pishu medrabona. Mikomagon pot there at mikiddush b'shabbes. Kidrabona and pot the gam mitzvah min haTorah. Im kein gam kan pot. I'm not so sure that's true. I'm not sure that's true. There, the Gavra Rabosai was Mechuya ben HaTorah. The time was a little bit early. Okay. Acham Ogan Avram, Ikshal Zeh. Uladas Aram Shekosavnu Shom Him Kain Ein Ata Machmas Dachir Drabon and Poter Racha Mitzvah Hikach ben HaTorah before Shabbat starts. Him Kain Lo Mahani Bekot. That's what I thought. Ki Ozo Yachayu Drabon and Vata Nizchadash Olav Chiv Doraisa. Then a poter achiyuv. Ein mashal shana chov chesam and aleph. Ilem the kvoh shed kshu shoda v'chulei. Ein toriyev. If a person performs the mitzvah when he's a shaita and he becomes better now, he's chayav to do it again. Same thing on cotton. Acharam atzma. Perakein korban pesach lavazayin kosa. Then cotton also pesach for rishon v'nisgad al kodem pesach sheni nifta mi pesach sheni. That's a kasha of the Turi Eben. It's a very good question. How does it work? The answer presumably is celibate others daraisa, some different kind of a din that Korban Pesach is unique. I don't think you can derive from Korban Pesach other mitzvahs. He's talking about Puru Revu. That's the mitzvah Aleph. We're not going to go into that right now. Okay. He thinks, Rabbi Osai, Einin Oroch Ben Kam Bekomo. Fine. So he's not giving you, but what's it all based upon? What's it all based upon? Upashin, he says, "Kshe shote b'leil Shabbos, the pot of the gamim, lo mani mashakidish. Im nispakach b'yom, vaday chayim and ataro the kaddish." Why? Because he repeats again the main point we discussed yesterday in Shir. Ki zanirali boru, tachiyav shel kiddish ein arak b'layla, uviyom avile tashlumen. No. El ha mitzvah al kol ayom be'ez ha'shom and ayom anytime. Im kain mechuyav lekadosh b'yom. Kain there only as night. So his first paragraph is assuming is a davar pashut that it says mekadosh kol ayom kulo. That's the ikur chiyuv. It's not tashlum. Now to jump ahead to what I referred to a little bit earlier, it was pointed out to me in the Shulchan Aruch as a contradictory lashon. B'nei obey is on the Maamar Makomos in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Ches. Seems internally contradictory. And I looked in the tour, you know how the paper trail goes. It starts with a tour and then it gets a little bit tricky. But let me first read a few off. If you both never have a Shulchan Aruch by now, Mishnah Berurah, you have to have one, otherwise it's going to be very hard to follow. Sifches. Im lo kidesh belaila, be mishogim, be memezid, yesh lo tashlum le mocha kol hayom. Mineo be astira. We already learned in Brachas, if it's what? If it's mezid, there is no tashlum. So the fact that even b'shogeg over meizid means it's not tashlumin. It's really ikar adin. It's ikar adin. So what's going on over here? It seems to be a contradiction. So I said, let's look at the tour. Follow the paper trail. It's always a way to go with these things. So the tour is very tricky. You see how the Shulchan Aruch made a cut and paste a little bit and came up with a fascinating formulation. The tour writes as follows. In Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Ches. Im lo kiddush b'layla, yesh lo tashlum in l'mocha kol hayom. Okay, that's all he said so far. Kothli Rav Amram Zal, Sidur Rav Amram Gong, im lo kiddush b'layla machmas shikha o ones yikadosh l'mocha. He forgot that he was sick, then you're going to have tashlumin. What's the implication of the Rav Amram Gong? What? He was a bum or a rosha. And he didn't, spitefully didn't make kiddush on Friday night. What? What did he say? Is it tashlumin or not? Yes or no? No, according to Rav Amram. He said only if what? If what? If, what did he say? Shikha or ones. Because he holds his tashlumin of Pshuto. Aval Rambam Zal Kosav. Lo kiddush b'layla ben shogav ben amazing yikadosh l'mochor v'ochim estab etvei ad kan the tour. Now the first line of the sifcha said what? Im lo kiddush b'layla yesh lo tashlum l'mochor kol hayom. It's arguable that that formulation is going according to whom? Rav Amram go. Then it's tashlumim. But once you get to the last line, that it's even amazing that the word tashlum is inappropriate. And within the tour you can read it that way. He starts off as Tashlum, and the quote of Amram that says that, you know, all is Shikha on us. Aval or Rambam means Aval goes to go against everything which came before. And you can do it with Mezen, and B, it's not called Tashlumin. The Aval even goes on the first line. One could read the Torah that way. But the Machabah put it all together. He follows the Rambam, but he still quotes the language of the first line of the Torah, which is Tashlumin. It's a bit of a problem. I don't know how to figure this one out. I'm just bringing the problem to your attention. Back to the Minchas Chinuch. So until now, it's Behemoth's Dava Poshut. That's how I thought the Dava Poshut, that it's the whole day. So if you make Kiddush by day, it's not Tashlumin. It's just simply you were late. Instead of being, you could be an hour late, you could be 15 hours late. What's the difference? Just a little bit late. Shuv Nesya Shafti B'Dava. If you have Shalom, the Kiddush Hayom, Avirulei, Rak Tashlumin. Remember we saw yesterday. Said you make Avdolah till Tuesday. You make Kiddush all day long. Without Kuvav, Zocha, Bikni, Sosso, Vayan Shemarash. Ramina and Adrava, we didn't get to the Gemara yet. Ika kiddusha b'laylu, umaskinen ein liyala b'laylu b'yom b'nayin tamalama ayin shemarayvet. Im kein efshar, ika kiddush b'laylu, v'hayom hu l'tashlumin. Same as by Havdala. Im kein mishlo chazi b'laylu, konshoto koton b'laylu, minatora ein tzor l'kaddush b'yom, kev hu l'tashlumin. Havik mochiga b'yom b'yishun, it's pashal b'shen de paskinen de potter, ayin Rambam. Look at that. Maybe the Kiddush in Shabbos morning for someone who was sick or whatever it was is only Tashlumim. So therefore, if you'd be Potter B'Layla, why? Because you were a Katan under Bar Mitzvah or the like, you would be no Chiyuv D'Oraisa by day. That's a Kiddush Nifla. V'hineh l'chor l'fiyam avur b'shas t'pashkina no yibayan al mishlo Kiddush v'chul m'bnei b'rav Chiyuv the army l'mishlo hivdu b'motzei Shabbos mavdu v'holech kol ha-Shabbos. Yeah, here too. Now, uvim otzoy Shabbos mishu yapotter me'avdala, it was an one, he plucked the riyum aram, the riposek mishu yapotter b'motzoy Shabbos, eino mavdala mochor. That's the riyum. Why? Why? Because the riyum holds, the ikas man is when? Only motzoy Shabbos. Once the dawn rises, it's already tashlum, and it's not tashlum, if someone's potter b'ikas shaschova. Umahar v'harosh sovikar riyitaka. Umaharam Sover the Mavdil Ad Revi Bashabis. Who Dvar Mele Barash Brahus Peg Mishamesa Vachulis Os Beis? It's also, I believe, that's where it's found. Third peg of Brachas. Al Karcha Plukti, what are they fighting about? The Das Rihanal Gabi Havdol Avitashlumin. Im Kainum Upot Rensa Lashtan. The Das Maharam Lavitashlumin. Elatchila sachiyu who had revived Shabbos means ikachiyu is until Wednesday. Ayn yoredeya paskin and b'kamaram the mavdil. Yeah, we passed. That's happened to me. I told you, I made Abdullah Monday morning, but I wasn't an innocent until that time. Follow the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now, And the Taz writes over there, quotes it. Das Maram, the ends of Tashlumin, Rak Mitchilu Hadin Kain, Kach, the Zman Avdala, the Mishar Revi'i B'Shabbos. Im Kain, Kain, the Din Zed, the Kirish Nifsha, the Avdala B'Shabbos Dilan, Im Kain, Tala B'Shabbos Anal. Dilari, Kamo, the Avdala, Tashlumin, the Avpot, the Mosi Shabbos, the Tulagari, Hokanami B'Kiddush, Im Pot, the Belel Shabbos, let's say he's a cotton, Pot, the Bayom, Avala the Maharam, Ain okay. Uzman kiddush nimshach kol hayom kemo havdala v'lo b'toras tashlumin. Pashmi pasuk gemara. I like that. I love it. There's no tashlumin here at all. Ve'ev shaloma the af l'man desova the havdala la b'toras tashlumin ze dafka b'havdala de rabbona. Now, feel the man of Abdullah Dorais, which is the machloikes, Nikomakom ala coast Rabbana. Im came, hey, tikno ad yom revi. That's Takonis Chazal. Aval inyan, Mrs. Asay Doraisa. Im nomer Abdullah Doraisa, and im supuk. The Evsha Davka bitsiyosa, who mitzvahs Asay Menatoro. Aval achazel of Azmana. Flom Mikhaim, Mrs. Atoro Klau. If you have Tashluman, no Shaykh Abdullah Menatoro. Then on the Kral Zed Yalot Tashlumin. And the Kiddush, maybe it's Kiddush to Rabbanon. Going to Yotzeb at Varon below Kiddush on the coast. Okay, Mapshad May Abdullah. I mean, Kiddush Shal Tor Ev Shaloma, Tubit Torah Tashlumin, or then Tashlumin Klal. Whee! Aye, the Gemara says Kiddush Yom Inolon, Es Yom. Nah, that's a smach to the Rabbanon. He doesn't know. Ev Shal Kiddush Doraisu Rak Balaila, Vim Ovez Mano Ein Mitzvah Min HaTorah Klal. Ela the Rabbanon k'mo Avdala. Period. Anup Shah Rabosai. There's no a third side in the Chakira. What's the original Chakira? If you make Kiddush by day, is it Ikuzman or is it Tashlumin? The answer is on a Daraisa level, neither. You wouldn't make Kiddush at all by day. You only make Kiddush with the Rabbanon. So on a Rabbanon level, you have the same Chakira. But the Rabbanon is it Tashlumin or is it Ikuzman with the Rabbanon? Okay. But it's only the Rabbanon. So it's relevant to the discussion we had a little before about the person who became a gadol b'yontif, excuse me, a gadol b'shabbos. Does he have a chiyuv d'oraisa to make kiddush? The answer, according to this latest twist in the Minchas Chinuch, is absolutely not. Because even if it would be tashlumin, he's not a gadol. If it's igas man, he thinks only igas man by that. According to this nutzad. Yes. What's your question?
The makor tashlumin. Gemara brachos about tefillah and also Gemara
Chagiga.
Right. So, like, why do the Achronim and maybe even the Rishonim, why do they take it as such a davar pashuk that is tashlumin for Kiddush and Havdalah?
It's not a davar pashuk at all. The Maram Gutenberg says no, it's not true. It must be Ikas Man until Wednesday. But the Re suggested that we look. You and I, the Re is a practical person. You and I know you're supposed to make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Can't wait. So therefore, he understood that any time slot from Sunday morning up until Tuesday afternoon must be tashlum. Must be. No logical recourse.
Also, for Kiddush, what would the cutoff point be where after that it becomes tashlum?
Presumably, alos hashachar. I was just at a wedding. I was singing ad alos hashachar, right? That's a little tune at all weddings. So you can make Kiddush ad alos hashachar. You can make Kiddush, and after that's only tashlum. Yeah. So it appears. Yes, sorry.
I thought that Iker Zman was Mashma B'chatkilo Zman, not that this is the Zman Mitzvah, nothing else.
Iker Zman means that is the Zman. Total. Hakol Bakol Mikol. And to be honest, Tashlumin. L'chatkilo means even a short Zman. As a matter of fact, there's always a general B.F. Zvizim Akdimu L'mitzvahs, but it comes to Shabbos, maybe even more than that. He should be Mekadosh L'Shabbos Big Nisaso. Right away. Why right away? Going back to what we spoke about it earlier, I mean, semi hashkafa, semi halacha. The kacho means we are supposed to be kaddish Shabbos. We're supposed to add our human kedusha to the divine kedusha that's given into the day. As we spoke about in the past, so you're supposed to do it as quickly as possible to give us as much of your Shabbos, an extra level of human kedusha superimposed on the divine kedusha.
When the Gemara starts talking about chaviva mitzvah
b'shaita, we started about it a little bit yesterday. We have to get back to that. Is that? Because that Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaita was a big question. let's hold off just for a second. Yes, sir.
Why don't we use the word eager tman? Wouldn't it be when there that is tman?
Okay, we'll call it tman. And the best is tashlum. The post can use that expression to distinguish it from tashlum. Eager tman is this, and this is called tashlum. Yeah, the word eager is technically speaking a superfluous word, but in yeshivish jargon, you want to throw it in just to make it more clear. But you are correct. You're correct. Okay, Rabosai, it was a very enlightening mechassid, fascinating. It goes right to the heart of what we spoke about yesterday. What's the pshat in this Gemara? Is it tashlum or is it zman, aka ikar zman? So that's the he doesn't shy away from it. Not in Kiddush, not in Abdallah. Meridik. I had a shayla. I want to bring in Rabbi Vadya tomorrow. I mean. Yabi Omer. Not being Rabbi Vadya, but the Sefer Yabi Omer is a long piece on this, Rabbi Osai. That happened in my shul. Like most things over the years, if you wait long enough, think something's going to happen. This is what happened. There was a Babocha Bar Mitzvah, who was Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, in the summertime. Okay? He died in the early minyan. Okay? And they went home and they made Kiddush, and all of a sudden, a whole story started entering their minds. Here's a big problem. He made Kiddush when he was a cotton. Right? It was 12.99999, right? It was an hour before the sunset. Can he fulfill the Chiyuv D'Oraisa of Kiddush? Was he required to make Kiddush all over again once it got dark in order to fulfill the mitzvah? So they asked me the question. I said, oh no, they stumped me again. I keep getting stumped. I never had the shayla before. Rabbi Vadya has a long piece about it. According to the Minchas Chinuch, it might be good according to that Mordechai, although I didn't like it, because there, the Mordechai's case, the Gavra is a Bar Chiyuva, even if Tosef Shabbos is the Rabbanon, whereas here the Gavra himself not a Bar Chiyuva, so what he said doesn't count. I would have set up my own devices, he's chayah to make Kiddush with Doraisa. What do you do, Aloch Alamaisa? There are many different options. We found him somebody who davened at the second minyan, who hadn't made Kiddush yet, and he went to hear that Kiddush again.
He ate there also?
If you want to eat there again, if the Kiddush Magam Suda Doraisa, that's the way the Rabbi Kivega reads the Rosh. Nothing wrong with a piece of cake. Let him eat cake. But Pashas on the rice level is no such thing as Kiddush Magam Suda. Pashas. Again, Pashas. I'm not I know Rabbi Kivega said it, but on a simple level. So then maybe tomorrow, if I remember, bring in the Biomer so we can see what he has to say. It's a long, many, many pages on this fascinating question. These things really come up. These wild questions come up. The Hasbro of Shlomo Zalman's question we have to get back to, and this question. It's a roll of amazing questions that do come up in real life. In real life. Absolutely, they come up in real life. Okay. This is a little, I will agree, is a little bit more theoretical. Let's take the part which we didn't see yet. This is the top right corner where it's page Kuf Mem Vav. This is amazing. You know what? I have an idea. Let's just read the Gemara first, and then come back to the Hilsa. We've been Mechila Frodo. We've read the Gemara yet. So we ran out of time yesterday. Let's read the Gemara, and then that will come right back to Mechas Chinuch. I don't want to be giving the short end of the stick, but I want to first read the Gemara. How far did we get yesterday? We got the Kuf Hei Amud Beis, correct? What's the last word we read before before the buzzer? Okay, we gotta go down a mincha. Whoa. How far did we get? I know we learned Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. What does that mean? It's preferred to make Kiddush Friday night and not to make Kiddush Shabbos by day. Right? Rashbam explains, quotes the Gemara, Pesachim Daf Samaches, Hekta Chalav, even though you can do it Motzei Shabbos, we still do it by Yom, even though it's a Baal Chilul Shabbos. Although normally kavod yom is adif, but not at the expense of mitzvah b'shat. Now, does that mean that the remainder is tashlumin? The Mechaschinus' first inclination was absolutely not. So the question becomes, well, how do you define, this begs the next question. How do we define Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shavta? Is it a mere restatement of Zvizah Makdima LeMitzvahs? You don't get that impression. You get the impression from the Lashon of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shavta that there was an official Shah. This Shah is the proper time, and once you pass a certain line, it's not so much the proper time anymore. Yes, Mordechai. Let's go slow. Where are those words in the Rashba? Iule Yom. We have to see the Gemara.
It equates it to Ima of your knowledge.
Who does? Okay, you have Ramesh, Baruch Hashem. They're running circles around me, Baruch Hashem. Gevaldik. Let's first see the Gemara, though. Says the Gemara. Umi Armina Chaviva Mitzvah, B'Shaita, V'Tanya. Hanichas the base of the Motzi Shabbos Mevorach Al Yain Al Amor Al Psamim. We're not discussing those together right now. V'Chakach Omer Avdol Al Akos. Fine. V'im Eilu Al Akos Echot. Menichu Al Achar Amos and the Mishal Shun Kul and the Acharov. V'lo Arminon Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. What Mitzvah B'Shata mean in this context? Before Avdol as opposed to what as opposed to? Excuse me. Before Malav Malka as opposed to what? After Malav and Malka. Now here's a problem. Are those two time zones? Are there two zones? It's pre-Malav and Malka and it's post-Malav and Malka? I'm asking the same question when it comes to earlier. Are there two time zones? By night and by day? I mean, there are three possibilities. One is the Ikaris man, or you call it the Plains man, is only the first time zone. And the second is only Tashlumin. The second is, no, they're both Zmano, we'll call it Ikaris man, but there's still two distinct time zones. One, the early one being much preferable to the later one. And the third suggestion is, it's all one big time zone. Whether you can apply the words of Mitzvah B'Shata or not, that we'll see soon. So there are three possibilities along this spectrum. Again, it's in one extreme, we'll say that only the first one is Zman, and the second one is Tashlumin. The middle position is, no, they're both Zman, but this Zman is divided officially into two parts, the Chavivat part, Shata, and the, we'll call it Liacha Shata, even though it's still considered to be Iker Zman and Atashlumin. And the third possibility is, no, it's all one big Shah, it's all one big Zman. And B'Shata means it's the beginning, not the end. These are all possibilities. Says the Gemara. So again, here it's even more problematic than night and day. Here, it's before eating and after. What does that mean? Not on the clock. It's some action intervening. I'm not a chacham and I'm not a chozon. Yeah. Shanilan ben yuliyoma lafukeyoma. Yuliyoma kiddush kol kama de makdamin le odif umechavavin le. We want Shabbos to come in. That's obviously all symbolic. We make Kiddush as soon as we possibly can. We make Kiddush right away. We make Kiddush. And therefore, you make Kiddush Friday night and wait for Shabbos morning, even though in that fashion we cover the Yom Adif. No, you make Kiddush right away because it's the proper thing to do. Iyul Yom. Says Rashbam, as we said before, Iyul Yom. Right. What's that next word? Hey. Pirush maher, quickly. The chaviv mitzvah b'shat, and then he adds, "Whose reason makdimin le mitzvah?" Rashbam says so beferish. But you know the truth is, reason makdimin le mitzvah is not such a. It's so. I'm into it, but not everyone is. The original context, one of the main mitzvahs is by Bris Milah. It's Reza Makdimah the mitzvahs. You have to do it right away, the first and the eighth day. Go to Eretz Yisrael, half the Bris in the 2 in the afternoon. Ever notice that? It's a part of it, the world can't get from place to place fast enough. But they're very lackadaisical about it. No rush. somehow the word chayiv mitzvah b'shata to me means much more than that. You machal Shabbos over it. Would you be machal Shabbos with reason makdim of the mitzvahs? It's counterintuitive. So why is Rashbam equating chayiv mitzvah b'shata, which to me is a much more powerful phrase, with a mere, I don't mean to downgrade it, but still the lesser level, lower level of reason makdim of the mitzvah. What did Rach say? What did Rach say? Where did you quote the Rach that you quoted? Parkinon. Kloma keman shalayla kodem the kiddushim in ayom. Eh mavirin mitzvah zakirish min alayla ramocha. It's kind of an eh mavirin ala mitzvah. Doesn't use those exact words, but he used the word eh mavirin. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's okay. I hear the truth of the Emavirin would fit more nicely into the comparison to before Malav Amalek, after Malav Amalek. There's not a time zone like night and day, right? Just before, after you were eating your Motzei Shabbos meal. That's why the Rach said it in that fashion. Perhaps. Okay. So again, the Gemara says Iyula Yom is one thing, Kiddush, as opposed to what? As opposed to Afuke Yoma, Machwin Alek, Yechid Lo Leve Alon Ketuna. What does tuna mean? What's a tuna? A burden. A burden. Both Rashi and Rashbam say, not the Pshai should always make Abdullah later in the middle of the night. But the Amshinava Rebbe makes Abdullah, I think, Sunday late afternoon, am I correct? I don't know what I'm talking about. You ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Who ever heard of the Amishan of a Rebbe from Bayit Vegan? Doesn't he keep Shabbos till?
Yeah, till Tuesday.
Tuesday keeps it? He makes Abdullah on Tuesday?
I went to visit him.
He makes Abdullah on Tuesday?
His Hanukkah candle lighting
takes
close to 2 hours.
I have a big question about it. Where's the word Hanukkah left? On Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday? What does he do? It's still Shabbos by him. Okay. I was once at a, that's when I was there. I was there. It cost me time, the Rebbe. What happened? Rav Machlas Shalita Zayn Mechutin. My son Av is married to his oldest daughter. The next daughter is married to an Amshinov Chosid. And it was a bris when I happened to have been in Eretz Yisrael. It was on a Sunday. And the bris was afternoon. All right. What can I tell you? So I had a little time to go between my various different yeshivas. I had some time. I was held somewhere in Bayit Vegan. And I went. They're waiting. The Rebbe's not here yet. Where's the Rebbe? He's coming. What takes so long to get from the Rebbe's, Frank, I think, is on the bottom there. To this was, I think, close to the. Well, it's a long walk. I said, why is he walking? So you don't know? What do you mean, we don't know? The Rebbe didn't make Abdullah yet. Look at that, like for what? It was Sunday afternoon. So I don't know. I don't know. The Rebbe's are the Malam and Azman in all different directions. Big tzaddikim. But for the rest of us, we make Abdullah right away. As soon as Shabbos is over, we make Abdullah. So when in Ma'achet, so Rashi and Rashbam. Let's read Rashi first. Machri delay. Hecha de ein lo ela kos echad aracha amuzin. Oh, doesn't mean you always make Abdullah later. You only have one cup, and if you make the Abdullah now, you'll have no cup left in Birchas Hamazon. So then we'll use this, what the Rashbam goes in Alila, as an excuse to make the Abdullah later after the meal. As the Rashbam says over here, Yafuki Yomikon Abdullah, Machrin Alehecha, the Ishkan Shum Alila, Lachre, Lachore, Kigon, Hecha, the Ainla, the Kosecha, the Machrin Alehad Achar Hamazon, because it's an excuse. You want to have a cup for Birchas Hamazon. But it's time in the Mosi Shabbat, you should make it earlier, not later. Okay. Fine. What's a Shema Ben Ameha Masnisa Tamni? Eight Chidushim. Eight. The first place, why not nine? But the eight. Eight Chidushim. And we're not going to have time to go into all these. It's just take us too long. But some of the Chidushim are more important than others for our purposes. Let's go through the eight. What are they? One. Hamavdal B'tzvilat Tzorch Shavdal L'Kos. That's obvious over here. Because otherwise you're dominant. This we saw already in that Flam of the Gimel and Brochas. Two. Bracha tuna kos. You need a kos for benching. We happen to pass in bracha and a tuna kos. We bench without a kosher, even though there's plenty of wine in the pantry and in the refrigerator. We're not makbid on this. Some of the makbid have a mezuman or a minyan. But mikud, then we told us the point that we don't pass in this way. Okay, that's number two. Number three, kosher bracha sarich shir. How do you know? How do you know? Says Rashi. Simple. Dilo tzarich shir lechalka letrei. Divide the cup in half. Half for Havdalah, half for benching. Okay, the minimum shir. With the shir, of course, reveals. Shma mina hamavarech tzarich shiyitom. You have to taste, Rashi. Dilo tzarich liver chalet trei zimli. Just take the cup, use it first for Havdalah, put it down, and then use it again for what? For benching subsequently. As a matter of fact, that's what we do. What do you do with shalosh shiras in your shul? What do you do with it? What do you do with the cup? What do you do with it? You save it for Havdalah. We do exactly that. Of course, we only do that because we happen to paskin the birchas amos name it to in a kos. So therefore, even though we hold the cup, we don't have to drink from the cup. We'll drink from it later on. Fine. Number five, shmamino tomo pogomo. What does that mean? Rashi kvami birchas amos. Because otherwise, take a sip and leave the rest. Take a sip and leave the rest. Okay. Number six, shmamina toam mavdil. Even though you already ate, as in this case, you still gotta make Havdalah anyway. Number seven, ushmamina omebeis kedushas al kos echot. Right, using it first for what? For Havdalah, then for benching. Ushmamina Beshami Valiv de Rabbi Yehuda. That's the order of the Nair, the Mesamim, and Abdullah, not where they are in you right now. Eight separate dinim of the Rab. Any questions before we go further? Just push up shop. We didn't get any toys, it's not push up shop. Okay. The deed of the Pog we'll have to get to maybe at a later date. Tana Rabbanah. We started the very first day. Zochas Yom HaShabbos Akacho. Zochrei Olayayin. We spent a lot of time in the first Tosfos. We're not going back there right now. This sounds like, at first glance, that the Ikar Kiddush is by day. Because Zohar said, Yom is by day. Balayla, the night before, how do you know? Tamaloma Zohar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. What does that mean? What do the words mean? What do the words mean? So let's go slow. Belayla minayim. Adraba. Ika kiddusha belaylo. What do you mean belayla minayim? That's the Ika's man. Why? Why Ika kiddusha belaylo? Why? Tells you why. Dichi kaddish tchilas yama boyle kiddushi. You're supposed to make Kiddush as soon as possible, as it's written in Shulchan Aruch. As soon as possible. Tchilas Yom. And the night comes before the day. So that's the ideal slot for Kiddush. V'su, b'layla minayin, tamalom zochas yom es yom, tana medir al layla v'kanos lekro di yomama. What's going on? You can do it next month. Hoch gama. Zochas yom es shav es akacho, zochrei alayan b'kni sosu, en lele b'layla v'yom minayin, tamalom zochas yom es shavas. Obviously, because I shouldn't say that. No, there could be a din d'oraisa that zochas yom haShabbos, and although the ideal time for kiddush is at night, that's the beginning k'nisoso. But if you didn't for whatever reason, you can do it by day. They derive from the word by yom. Yom. Any questions so far? Again, just push up shah. Says the Gemara like this. Biyom my mevarch. What does it mean, biyom my mevarch? If you forgot to make kiddush by night, or if you didn't forget to make kiddush by night? Rashi, biyom my mevarch. Rashi Bama should say the end of the first wide line. Diyar mit kiddush meresha, kiddush meresha. Vatanya, Shabbos v'yom tov, ein bem kiddusha al hakos. We just saw that Gemara yesterday, and the Kofayim and Aleph. There was no Kiddush on the coast. So what are you doing by day? What are you saying? Talk about a plain day when you already made Kiddush last night. What do you say Shabbos morning, what do you say? What do you say? Oh, my Rav Yehuda, Barpra Gofen. That's it. Barpra, the briskets only make Barpra Gofen. They say nothing. What do we say? Im Toshiv, Ove Shamru, Ove Zohar. Right? Nothing. What does the Rashbam say? Barpra Gofen, second word line. Asoi Kasa de Chamra, Ubruchi, Umishti, Mishim Kvot Shabbos, Lachali, Ben Midas Shabbos, and Midas Chol. Shuinyan Shir, Shin Omen Shira El Alayayin, Vachim Afarok Beshildas, the Rabachoi, the Prashas by Yishma Yisro. So you take a cup of wine, that's it. Bar Prag off and nothing else. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. Fine. Any questions so far? Now a fascinating story. This story is amazing. Rav Ashi Ikla de Mechuza. A phrase which is just here, the big kiddush, the big kiddush. Havalu, they gave him a cup. Sava mai niu kiddush rabba. What does it mean? He didn't know what it was. What in heaven's name is kiddush rabba? He didn't know what it was. But instead of tackling it, he's going to try to finesse it. Try to finesse it. How do you finesse it? Omer, he said to himself, Michti kol abrachas kulin bar pragofen ami bereisha. Alright. So I'll do that, see what happens. So what do you do? Omer bar pragofen. So far, so good, right? Now what? Stall. Everyone say stall. Stall. Ve'agid be. Rashi's ve'herich bo. I guess bar pragofen. He went to see what's going on. What's happening? What are the guys doing? Chazi le usava de gochen v'shasi. Ah, a certain elder yid bent down and drank from the cup. So he realized then that kiddush rabba just means borei priya gochen and nothing more. Baruch Hashem, he figured it out. Right? He figured it out. So Rashi explains, Rashbam, Agid Bey, end of the fourth wide line. Herich Boladasim Yisarev Echad Men Ahem Lishtos Uvekach Yoven Debar Pragofen Regil Loma Vesu Lo Shem Lo Kein Hoya Omer Gimel Hoya Omer Lahem Kiddush Godol Shel Laila Kimin Havan Kiddush Rabba, the whole big Kiddush from Vayechulu. Vayechulu is too late already. From Baruch Atah Hashem Hashekit Shem Asarav Asavanu Mekanash HaShabbos. He was ready to do that. He was ready to do that. Have a shayla. Isn't there a brachal of atol? How could he be ready to do that if he didn't know what it is? They're doing it. Medam Aratz. That's what Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva, but we'll get to that. It's a very good question. Fine. So it's, Korah Navshi HaChocha Meinu Merosh. I figured out, the Pesuk in Kohelet, I figured out what to do to save a difficult situation. Okay, we'll come back. Ami b'nei Rabbi Chiya mishlehivdu b'motzi Shabbos mavdu b'holech b'chol ha-Shabbos kulo v'yad kama or Rav Zeira ad revi b'Shabbos. We mentioned this already yesterday. It's only until Wednesday, not included. Ad v'lo ad b'chlal. Okay, not beyond Tuesday. Why? He's looking on the side that says Gittin Ayin Zayin Amarav. Anybody looking up there? No. We are with the Rav Asi, Kamei the Rav Yochanan, the Yossi, the Kamar, Linyan Gittin, Choda B'Shapta, Trey, Plosi B'Shapta, Shapta. If you wanted to get the B'Shapta, Shapta, it would be a kosher we get Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. What about now? Today is Wednesday. Arba B'Chamisha Malish Yoma, Kami Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is before Shabbos. Kami Shabbos. Amazing. That's what it says. Basically, the end of the sugi, Rabbi Osir. Any questions? I'm just going to push up shop. Now, I promise in Mechatz Chinuch, let's go back. V'hine, top right column. B'shazar v'psochem kuvov v'vua demavlad yom revi b'shabbos. Ayin arachayim reshtai tezvav. Rabbi Osai, I think it's weird. He says to look, we should look. Everyone open up, please. To Reish Tzadi Tes Vov. If you don't mind. Reish Tzadi Tes Vov. Shochach v'lo hirdu b'motzei Shabbos Mablad Sof Yom Shlishi. Okay? That's our Gersa in the Gemara. Not even a question. V'yesh Omer, a different Gersa. She'enu Mavdel Ele Kol Yom Rishin v'lo Yoser. And a different Gersa. Not as we had it, we mentioned it already yesterday. Mavdel Behola Kol Shabbos Kula, which means, according to this Gemara here, the first half, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. So now the Girsa, Mavda Behola Kolayom Kulo, referring exclusively to Sunday. That's the Yesh Omer, only on Sunday. Fine, skipping a little bit. So the 2 days. Notice, what did he say? To Shachach Rabosai. He only said Shachach. What about Bemezit? When it came to Kiddush, what did he say? Shochach or Mezit. When it came to Avdol, what did he say? Shochach. Left to my own. You know what I would say? That's the Lumbus. Despite the fact that the Gemara seems to be equating one with the other, we should say that Avdol is Tashlumin, and they have only Shochach, because after all, the only time is really the Motzei Shabbos. But Kiddush is Ikar Zmana, or you want to call it Zmana, is the whole day. And that's why it comes to Kiddush would even be someone who didn't bemaze it. That's what I would say. The problem, of course, becomes, and how do you understand the Gemara that we saw, where the Gemara derives one from the other? That's the Gemara we saw yesterday on Daf Kuf Hei Amud Aleph. He wants to know. Mal shikarish kol yom kulo. The Gemara says, look, if you do it in Avdallah, you do it by Kiddush. We make the following pshat, which is a Kiddush, a radical Kiddush. Yes, the Gemara here gives the baseline. At the same way as we know for a fact that you can have Avdallah till Tuesday, you can at the very least have Kiddush on the same level until Shabbos is over. But that's only Tashlumin. So the Gemara's proof was only that there exists a chiyuv of tashlumin, but in point of truth, it's an ikar chiyuv. You know what I'm saying? Lupsha. The proof is only that it's tashlumin, but it could be mekadesh kol yom kulo even without tashlumin. Zocher es yom haShabbos akatcha. The Gemara brought a pasuk, yom. What is it? Pasuk d'oraisa asmachta, but it's a pasuk that the entire day of Shabbos is the proper time for kiddush. I have done, might only be Tashlumin. Yes, yeah, so what's the Gemara's raya? Yeah, you're right. The Gemara brought a raya that when it comes to Kiddush, it's at least Tashlumin. But it could be more than that. It could be Ikar Zmana, or you call it Zmana. Right? Still possible. Because the Shulchan Aruch sounds that way at first glance. He has Shachar only by Avdolah. When it came to Kiddush, he has Shachar and what? And Mezid. But look over here, and Mishnah Berurah get a bit of a different picture. Look inside, please. In Siman Reish Tzadi Tes Sivov Shochach V'lo Hivdu B'motzei Shabbos Mavdil Ad Sof Yom Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berura. End of Tzivov. V'chein Mashakotzev Hachakach B'Sivov Shochach V'lo Hivdil Hu Hadin Behezid V'lo Hivdil. Took the wind out of the sails of this pshat. Where did it come from? It says Sharatiyun, Kemuchach me'arambam shom alochadalad lehama'ayin. Rabosai, can I ask you a question? Are you a ma'ayin? A ma'ayin will figure it out. Well, since you all have rambas in the back, most of you, let's turn to the back and see what it says. You'll be a ma'ayin. If you haven't been a ma'ayin until now, let's become a ma'ayin. Rabosai, register now. Register here to be a ma'ayin. Alright? You are a legitimate ma'ayin? Perek Chav Tes. A Mishpat Amole. It's found in my edition, page Dalet, second column, halfway down. Halacha Dalet. Ikar HaKiddush B'Laila. Im lo Kiddush B'Laila. Look over here now. Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Mekadesh V'Holech, Kol Hayom Kula. We already saw this quoted in the Torah. Himlo hivdil balayla, mavdil lemachar, umavdil vaholech at sof yom shlishi. So the Sharat Zion says, if you're ma'ayin in this Rambam, I repeat, if you're ma'ayin in this Rambam, what emerges? What emerges? What emerges is that if Mazid below Hivdil, you can make Abdullah until Tuesday. How do you see it from the Rambam? Since we're supposed to be all him now, how do you see it? Presumably, it's deriving it from Kiddush. Because by Kiddush it says, Ben Shogah Ben Mazid. But below Hivdil, Balayla, Mavdil, Lamacha, etc. He's assuming it's on the same basis. He's a being ma'ayin. The same as my kid is, she says, Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid, Havdalah the same. Who said so? You want to be a ma'ayin? Say fakert. Why did he say Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid only by Havdalah? Excuse me, by Kiddush, and not by Havdalah? I can say Dorsheni, the other way around. Namely, what? Let's chazer again. That when it comes to Kiddush, it's the Ikas man. Comes to Havdalah, it's only Tashlumin. Wow. So I'm not convinced by the Rambam, but either way, unless you're, my boss, what am I missing over here? Be a Ma'ayan and tell me why I'm wrong. I was Ma'ayan and came to a potential, I mean, I could hit this track at the opposite shot. He said, Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid only by Kiddush, and didn't say it by Avdol. He's assuming, Mr. Brewer, I believe, that it goes on the Reish. The same as it says, Ben Shogeg Ben Mezid when it comes to the Kiddush, he means it by Avdol as well.
They should qualify it somewhere.
He didn't meant this, so he meant that. They're just two opposites, that's all.
I think if it were different, then he should have, since from the fact that he qualified at all.
It means it's a somach aleration.
That was cool.
All right, okay. So you all, we have a Sharat Zion man over here, and I bow to the majority of these two Tamina Chachamim, yourself and the Sharat Zion. So I'm outvoted. Okay. It's happened before.
In Halacha Hey.
Yes.
It says here,
that's correct. We paskin Tom Mekadesh and Tom Mavil. It's against the Mandama holes the other way around. That is completely correct. But doesn't say when. It could be immediately thereafter. Right? In other words, it's still Motzei Shabbos. That's the Pashup Shah. Mavil Achash Ocha, what did he eat? He starved till Sunday morning. Pashup Shah, he ate, he had a Malava Malka. He forgot to make Abdullah first. Make Abdullah now. It's still Motzei Shabbos. That's a simple Pshat. Okay, so again, I'm not convinced that the Sharat Zion is correct, but of course I'm not convinced that he's incorrect. I'm probably incorrect. But I'm saying it's not complete. Lema'ayin is to tease. I mean, Ma'ayin. He doesn't say Shogamay, doesn't even say Vachain. See, one could argue the other way around. There's a difference between the two of them. Again, I don't want to push my position. I'm just making it as a suggestion, an alternative suggestion to what the Mishnah Berurah and the Sharat Zion think. Okay? So it's not completely clear. Now we go back to the Minchas Chinuch, Rabosai. Any questions first? I don't want to lose anybody. I heard I lost some guys yesterday. I don't want to lose anybody anymore. I'll keep you, everyone should hang on. Okay, just slowly through the Minchas Chinuch. Very slow. So what does it say over here? Vanim esupuk, ki lo ra'isi mevur ha'adin, im lo hivdel b'motzei yomtiv, im yesh lo tashlum. How do you like that? I didn't see it anywhere. Bevadai l'shitas ha'sorim, dafka yom rishon mavdil, dehavel emotzei shabbos, im kein hu ha'adin yom ha'chayon. According to one opinion in the Gemara, one girsa in the Gemara, you only can make a tashlumin on Sunday, so you can only make a tashlumin. Ishru chag. People say Ishru chag is the equivalent of Sunday. Follow me? Isru chag for yadav is the equivalent of Sunday for Shabbos. Look at Gittin of Ayin Zayin and the Rosh and the Ran there in the Pesachim. Shitos the Inyan Zeh. What do you mean Shitos? Since we have a Ran in front of us in Pesachim, let's open to the Ran in Pesachim. We should follow the words of the Mincha. We saw this already yesterday, but it's time to review and see it again today. We saw this already yesterday over here. In my print, it is page Samach Gimel. The Girsa Serif is Kol Hayom Kulo. What's our Girsa? Kol HaShabbos Kulo. Okay, he quotes the Gemara in Masech the Gittin, Nafai and Zayin. It's already quoted in part here in Pesachim. Okay, so they're different Girsos. This leads to a whole discussion about Tisha B'Av, which we spoke about at some length yesterday. Fine. That's as far as the Ran. Okay, so he says, look at the Ran to see this issue. Back to the Mechas Chinuch for a minute. Im kein efshe de yomtev yesh lo tashlumin kol shenikra achar yomtev l'chol mar kide isle. How do you define achar yomtev? It has other relevancies in the sugya in Masech to Gittin. What I have is defined over there. It's defined over there for Havdalah for Yantif. And we'll see soon. How can the pasuk didn't say a word? V'da, d'zeh poshut. Afim noma d'yesh lo zman aruch. Go on tesvav yom. According to the Rach and Gittin, according by the Rosh and the Ran, it's considered achar yomtev for 15 days. Nikri achar yomtev. Mikomakom. Kishehivdil b'Shabbos b'Entayim, Vada Yotzu Yedei Havdolas Yom Tov Gamkein. Motzei Shabbos came. He said, "Mekadosh Mavdal Mekodesh L'Chol, Mavdal Mekodesh L'Chol." So you Yotzu Havdolah for Yom Tov too. Ach Nafkemino Im Lo Hivdil b'Shabbos b'Entayim. You didn't make Havdolah in the intervening Shabbos. O b'Yom Tov O'Achman Shachal b'Shabbos, V'Lo Hivdil b'Motzei Shabbos. Didn't do it. The machmas havdolas Shabbos ain't a magdal yom revi vechamishi. Machmas havdolas yomtiv efshem the mavdil ad Shabbos. Can you imagine this? Till Shabbos. Amazing. Machmas, till Shabbos. This can happen. I mean, it can happen. This is a little tricky because it's 2 days on the followed by Shabbos. We don't make Abdullah after Rosh Hashanah or Sukkot or Shmini Atzeres. Okay, let's go on. V'im lo hivdil gam motzei Shabbos zeh yuchal lahavdil ad Shabbos ha'acher machmas Abdullah's yantiv. It's harachir. What about Yom Kippur? Until when it's considered acher by Gittin, is it connected to Sukkot? Or maybe Rosh Hashanah, not Shabbos, Yom Kippur. You have to look at the Sukkot and Gittin to figure this all out. I am going to have wrong Reish Tzadi test. The Havdolas Shabbos, look at this now. The Havdolas Shabbos, Yesh le Tashlum ad Yom Revi, Af kishachal Yom Tov b'Leil Sheni b'Leil Shlishi, Mikom Makom Mavdil b'Yom Tov Tashlumin shel Havdolas Motzei Shabbos Ayin Shav. Look at that. So imagine, let's say, Yom Tov is on Monday, one day on the Veneret Yisrael. None of it's Monday. You forgot to make Havdalah Rabosai on Motzei Shabbos. So you can make Havdalah for Shabbos on Tuesday. We'll be coming up near it. Tim Lohir to the Motzei Shabbos. For Yom Tov B'Leil Sheni. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Yoser Tov. Lahamtid Ad Leil Shlishi. Monday night. For Yotzev Havdalah Achas. Imashi Yavdah B'Leil Sheni. Shiyotiv. You woke up on Sunday night and said, you know what, honey, I forgot to make Havdalah last night. Oh yeah, what happened? We had to go to the theater. I don't know what. We had to go to Malava Malka. We had to go to Ovos Ubonim. Where we had to go? I forgot to make Havdalah. They suddenly realized on Sunday night when it's Yontif that they forgot to make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. What should they do? Should they make Havdalah right then and there, Sunday night, which is Yontif? Or should they wait? I told you 4 out of 5 weeks we're having Pesach on Tuesday, right? So in Eretz Yisrael, Pesach is over on Monday. It's going to happen Keseder, Keseder, Keseder. Okay, forgot to make Avdolah Shmotu Shabbos Chalamoid, and he reminded himself Sunday night, which is Leil Shvishel Pesach, I forgot to make Avdolah, what should I do? Says Rabbi Chinuch, Rabbi Menachas Chinuch, he says, wait till Monday night and kill two birds with one stone. Monday night, it's Avdolah for Yontif and Avdolah for Shabbos. But they says, I'm not so sure it's true. When we call him Tzarechim, the Shihu Mitzvah Lo Mashiach, V'yavda B'leil Sheini Avshu Yomtev, U'v'leil Shlishi Malta Mishim Yomtev, Ed Kamokam Laharich. Fascinating. Rabosai, what's wrong with this picture? What would he say, Rabosai, if he'd be making Abdullah on Sunday night? What text do you say on Motzei Shabbos?
In
Kodesh L'chol. What's wrong with that picture on Sunday night? It's not Chol at all. It's Shri Yishol Pesach. How can you say Hamavda ben Kosh Tachol when it's Shvi'ishol Pesach? Everyone with me? Everyone see what I'm talking about? How do you say it? How can you say Hamavda ben Kosh Tachol if it's not, it's a Yontif? Elamai, say Hamavda ben Kosh Tachodesh? What do we say about it? What do we say that? The famous what? What's it called? Yach Nahaz, right? Yayin Kirish Ne'am Del Zman. A little earlier. How can you do that? That's not the chiyuv. The chiyuv is not the kosh l'chol. So you're stuck here, you're stuck there. What do you do with this? It's a problem. Yes?
Maybe the chiyuv is just make havdola, whatever it is that happens to be that night.
So what? I'm asking you, bottom line, what should you say?
What's wrong with the kosh l'chol?
Okay, here we say. Can you make up for the missing havdola of Motzi Shabbos, who should have said make kosh l'chol? You remember now on Sunday night, Ben Kodesh Kodesh. What does it remind me of? Tashlumin of Tefillah. You forgot to daven a weekday mincha on Friday. It was too busy, and you can make a double up header on Friday night, both Mekadesh and Shabbos, and not the Shomer Tefillah. So the Tashlumin need not be identical to the original text. That's what you're saying. Fascinating. Okay, it's a little bit different over here because. It's not exactly the same thing. Isn't it fascinating? Since we're here, there's one little paragraph we should have. Let's just see this and we'll come back to this probably mostly tomorrow. Well, the Indian Nashim Avada Bekiddush Miyantiv, Inema Shumanat Torah, which we discussed earlier, Efsha Shub Shavu the Shabbos, Gablin Nashim Shechayavas, Avada. It would only be Menat Torah because it's Kulam Mishchal Shabbos Hashem. I think the Maril says the Rats, Shabbos Hashem. So the same as when it comes to Shabbos, Yeshna B'Shmir, Yeshna B'Shira. So too, Yontif is also included. So when should Sunday be Chayim with Arbaiz Lebe Yontif? Achim Neim Ashub with Rabbanon. If what? Kiddush and Yontif is only Rabbanon, and Shabbos is only Shabbos, Yontif is a separate Chayim with Rabbanon. Nu, Efshur De'ein Noshim Chayavos. Maybe they're not Chayavos. Mitzvah say what? Help. Mitzvah say what? Shazman Grama. Kemo havdala litzas shitas hasov meshum bedrabanan vein nashim chayavos. It's on the Maror Mekomos. Because some women are not chayav and havdala at all. Why not? It's a mitzvah say shazman gerama. If it's the oraisa, it's included in kiddush. The Rama would have it. Nashim bechlav zochar and shomer. They be chayav and havdala. They be chayav with oraisa and havdala. If it is bedrabanan havdala against the Rambam, then women can be potter completely. It's like double or nothing. Either chayv the raisa or not chayv at all. Why? Because if it's part of kiddush, chayv the raisa. If it's not part of kiddush, either havdalah in general or even kiddush on yontif, then it should be a zman grama. Woman should be part of completely. Wow, double or nothing. Yes.
Are there any shittos that is deraita but that is not derived from zachor?
You tell me.
We didn't see. We haven't.
I haven't seen it.
The Magad Mishnah was trying to figure out where the Rambam got it from, and he didn't think it was necessarily based on the different gears. So.
You're talking about Yontif or you're talking about women? What are you talking about?
Women making.
Women Chayav is based on Mefurash Gemara. Hani Nashim says the Chayav in Shomer, the Chayav in Zohar.
No, but if Havdalah is not part of Zohar.
So if Havdalah is not part of Zohar, it stands to reason that the Mitzvah Sensation is Manga Rama Depata.
So are there any Shitos that hold that the Raisa of it is not part of Zohar?
I'm asking you, where would that come from? You have to have a source. It's a puzzle. Lahavil ben kodesh l'chol pasuk in parsha Shmini. I don't do anything. That has to be a smach. I don't believe it's a real deal. The rice. It's hard to believe that. You know, I'm talking about it's a totally different context. It's hard to there's a real deal, and it's possible. It's not. We would normally not say that. Any questions, Rabbi Olsai? Questions. Don't hold it in. Lo abay shalomi. Yes.
Are there any? I thought there's a machlokus in regards to by
mitzvah derban
whether nashim are
potter
from
a mitzvah seishas. We assume that the answer is potter. It's a Rashi and a Tosis, brachas, and elsewhere. We assume it's potter. Yes.
How can you say that Avdala is derabanan? Because if you look in the Gemara in Shavuos, when
kiddush of Avdalta.
Right, so it puts them together, and I've seen Tosos do that before, where he says where they put them together, and they're both asking the same question.
That's correct.
So how do you put them together?
That's correct. There are those who say that the Havdalah is the Rabbanah, that's my favorite. She saw on the side, they said Havdalah is the Rabbanah. What is with the Gemara Kiddush of Avdalta? So they would probably assume that Avdalta was just found in there, Derech Agav. You find Tosos in a few places, Grusha v'Chalutza, right? They say Chalutza just mentioned Agav. Where else? Mams are in Nassin, right? Thank you. The Nassin might be the Rabbanon. You have these things. Throw it in for good measure. I both say I only have 10 minutes to go, and I wanted to analyze Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's Shuva, Chelik Aleph Simon Gimel, which I told you came up halacha lemaisa when somebody asked me this question about the hospital. So it's a beautiful Shuva. It's a beautiful Shuva. Not that Rabbi Shlomo Zalman needs my haskama, but it's just very, very. Whenever he Friday night before going home to his own wife and kids, he went to the hospital. Yisrael Kadosh. No? Yisrael Kadosh. To make kiddush for the cholim. For your rugal tomer lachzer hakach lebeis on the kash house. He went home to make kiddush for himself and his wife and his kids. Ulam bizman achron over beis hacholim lemakom acher. My guess, it's Shaar Tzedek. Shaar Tzedek used to be Rehov Yafo. No one remembers that, right? Is that building there? They knocked it down. I forgot. Still there? Still there, really? Wow. The old Shaar Tzedek that I remember. And they built this beautiful, beautiful new... It's not so new anymore. And by the way, we have to buy it vegan. Gorgeous. This guy lived in Rehov Yafo. So he went, went to this little shtiebel. He went, took a detour for 20 minutes to go all the rooms to make kiddush, and then he went back home. His wife and his kids waiting for him. Now, to walk from Shaar Tzedek and Beit Vegan back to Rechol, it's too long. He can't do it anymore. So what do they suggest? No problem. Make kiddush mibod yom after plaga mincha. Make it tonight. You have a kavanah to be mold to them, not himself. And then he can go home, drive home afterwards. Fascinating. After the first half of page, Shlomo Zalman lets on. Wait a minute, Rabbi Kivega already discussed this. And we'll read Rabbi Kivega's verbatim quote, as Rabbi Shlomo Zalman has it over here. Mistapakno im acha echa shlo kibol olam Shabbos yochol lehotzi the kaddish to mishakibol olam Shabbos. Why? It's chol. He's like, ain't a mechuyim bedava, like the Rishami Megillah. Ben yir and yochol lehotzi ben krach. Ain't a mechuyim bedava. That's tzad one. Tzad two. Odahocha odif. Debiyodo lahavi asmo le dechiyum le kabal of Shabbos. It's in my capacity to be mekabal Shabbos. Vitzarach iyan le dina. He does not give an answer. But Kivega is mesupik, and he's mesupik. So Shlomo Zalman discusses this suffix of Kivega. It's only just two lines. Shlomo Zalman has five pages. I'll give you a couple of highlights. Only a few highlights. I think the biggest issue over here, it's the question of Arvus. Who's Arev? Can you say he's Arev? Not Arev? Maybe you can't say Arvus at a time that even the person who is listening is not Chayev. Am I Chayev to make Kiddush before Shabbos starts? In other words, if Shabbos started already, I make Kiddush for you. You're Chayev right now. You must make Kiddush. Since you're chayev, I can make kiddush for you. But if you're not chayev yet, how can I make kiddush for you? This leads to a very problematic question. Rabbosai, shofar is upon us. Am I correct that a week from today is Erev Rosh Hashanah. Is that correct? Wow. Ooh. Yemei Adin are coming. So next Thursday morning, we'll blow shofar. Very nice. Let's say, for example, there's a woman who can't come to shul. So what happens? The Baal Tekiah goes and he blows shofar for her. Correct? How does it work? She's not chayev. Mitzvah says she's man grama. So how does a Baal Tekiah blow? My Baal Tekiah goes all around. The FD finishes down. He goes to various people, male, female, whoever's homebound. If she's female, how can he make... how can he blow shofar for her? There's no arva. She's not chayev.
But here, as soon as the person... presumably the person will accept Shabbos on herself. That's why they need to hear Kiddush.
So it's even better than that. To solve this problem, as Rashid talks about that, tell the lady, or the man for that matter, sir, my dear Chola, Refuah Shalema, as you feel a little better, please say, repeat after me. Say the words, Harein and Bekavel Shabbos. Say the words. By the way, there's a table called Otsros HaKiddush. Have you heard of it? Otsros HaKiddush. He has the following chumrah, which I don't believe. He says, once Plaga Mincha comes in, you're not allowed to say good Shabbos. Some people say a good Erev Shabbos. You ever see that? Why? It's a combination of two things. One, according to B'kiva Eger, good Shabbos is Kiddush. And two, once you make Kiddush, you're automatically mekabel Shabbos. So therefore, you're going to be stuck. So don't say good Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. Why are they saying good Shabbos on Thursday already? Yeah, that guy's going home. That's okay. Even Shabbos morning, you can say good Shabbos. But once Plaga Mincha comes, don't say good Shabbos. Because maybe it's Kiddush, and if it's Kiddush, it's Kabbalah Shabbos. What do you think about that, yeah?
What
do you want to say?
Why do we care about Arvitz for Shofar?
Why do we need Arvitz for Shofar?
I mean, like, she's Yotzi hearing. It's Kiddush, I mean, that's the same thing. Kiddush, she's being Yotzi. She's being Yotzi through my Kiddush. But for Shofar, she's being Yotzi through Shmia.
Wow. Meridik. It's only Shmia. But she has to hear from a Baruch Yuvim. If a kid will blow shofar, that's not going to count for her.
Fine, she's here. But that affects the call. She has to hear. She's still chayav. Even though he's a Baruch Yuvim.
She's not chayav anything. Women are potter.
I'm not chayav, but she still can get. What she's trying to fill is shmir. She's not trying to yotze like through the actual person himself.
You're making an excellent, very valid point. But I'm not sure if that's going to solve the problem. Because, again, if the only way that I can do something for somebody else once I've been Yotze is the parish of Arvus, this week's parish, keep saying it. Niglas Lona Lenat Olam, this week's parish, right? Arvus, and if there's no Arvus, if the individual wants to be Yotze now, has no Chiyav on him, as the Mishloim Azamana is suggesting, it's like this, there's no Chiyav to be Mekabel Shabbos early. Therefore, lekanami arva. That's the first paragraph of Shlomo Zalman, the very first one. That's what he says. The first thing. Im hashomer lo kibul aleim as haShabbos of their kiddush, ain chayavim lekaklim Shabbos. They can wait till it gets dark. Maybe there's no arvus because they have no chiyuv. So I'm asking, if there's no arvus and no chiyuv, how can I blow shofar for a woman who has no chiyuv? Yes. So what? There's no chiyuv.
I mean, if she's saying Asher Kedushan and it's a Sabbath Sivanu.
I repeat again. So what? There's no chiyuv.
Can she create a chiyuv?
No, you can't create a chiyuv. You can make a bracha, we'll call a kiyum. A kiyum. That means a woman has a kiyum mitzvah of shofar. And therefore a bracha is appropriate. It's not a chiyuv. And if Arvus is dependent purely on Achiyuv, as Abishai Mazalman implies in paragraph number one of this beautiful tshuva, I'm asking, I'll go back to my questions, relevant next week. Suppose you have only 1 week to answer this question. 1 week, and that's it. How can a man, about Kia and Shul, go to a woman's house who's homebound and blow shofar for her, if according to Abishai Mazalman, if the person has no Achiyuv, there's no Arvus? I am responsible that every Jew discharge his or her obligation. Here there is no obligation at this point in time. So by a woman, it's never an obligation of shofar. How do I blow shofar?
Not an easy question to answer. Okay, that's one highlight. This is the first paragraph in the whole Shiva. Paragraph number one. It's 5 pages. Okay, so therefore, Shlomo Zalman suggests in the next paragraph, ask them, please be Mekabel Shabbos. Once they're Mekabel Shabbos, then they're ready Chayef. That's the next paragraph. Okay. Here's another thing. Speaking about shofar, listen to this one. A guy will go to blow shofar before Netzach Hama, after Alos. Can I be, and I don't want to be Yotzi now. Oh, I was Yotzi already. Can I be Motzi somebody else? Maybe not. Maybe not, because he's not. It's not the chiyuv lechatchila yet. He's supposed to ideally wait till after Netz. Paragraph 3. Shlomo Zalman was always so creative. Wow. That's the first major point before he gets quotes from Rabbi Akiva Hagen. But the truth is, it seems a bigger problem to me. The bigger problem to me is, how in heaven's name can I say the words Mekadesh HaShabbos and then take a shave? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you get those words out of your mouth, Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then drive in a car? How do you do that? That's what bothers me the most. That bothers Shlomo Zalman as well. That's in the next. This is on page Tes, and this is on page Yud. But again, as we seem to always run out of time, Rabosai. We're out of time again. Tomorrow's shiur will start as it stands out between 10 and 10 after 10. It's depending on the logistical issues. So I'll be in the morning. We'll tell you exactly what shiur will start there tomorrow. Okay.
Can I come to the Chalitza?
No. Sorry.